From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, March 30th, 2010. Every week, Directions Media brings you the most current news, trends, and opinions on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, today in San Jose, California. Last week, CTIA, the Wireless Association, released an updated best practices guide for location-based services covering privacy and safeguards that both LBS providers and consumers should follow. I'll discuss whether CTIA has found a balance between the needs of business and the protection of consumers. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Manage your field data and immediately share critical business information across your enterprise. For more information, visit www.esri.com/mobile solutions.
Well, my partner Adina Schutzberg is not with me today, so I'm going it solo. God help us all. Last week, CTIA, the Wireless Association, held their spring conference and issued an updated statement of best practices and guidelines for location-based services. According to the organization, I quote, "Initially released in June 2008, the guidelines were revised due to the dynamic and constantly innovative nature of the wireless ecosystem and the latest developments in location-based services." Well, this has to be the understatement of the year. To say that geospatial technology and positioning technology in particular is exploding, especially those small GPS chips that are now embedded in mobile devices, like saying Northern Iowa beating Kansas last week in the NCAA basketball tournaments, was a small upset. So let me look at first at a few numbers to explain what's going on in the marketplace. According to a new research report by Berg Insight, global shipments of GPS-enabled GSM and WCDMA handsets increased 92% in 2009 to 150 million units. Growing at a compound annual growth rate of 38.7%, shipments are forecasted to reach 770 million units in 2014. And this from ABI Research, global LBS platforms revenue will grow from $560 million in 2010 to $1.8 billion in 2005. Also, according to Berg Insight, is that manufacturers are looking at the next generation of location technologies that will allow handsets to provide accurate locations in urban canyons and indoors where previously GPS chips alone had trouble determining location. So the floodgates are opening, and it's no wonder that CTIA needed to update the LBS guidelines. So let's look at what these new guidelines have to offer. Again, according to CTIA, CTIA has developed these best practices guidelines to promote and protect user privacy as new and exciting location-based services are developed and deployed. To achieve this goal, the guidelines rely on two fundamental principles: user notice and consent. First, LBS providers must inform users about how their location information will be used, disclosed, and protected so that a user can make an informed decision whether or not to use the LBS or authorized disclosure. Second, once a user has chosen to use an LBS or authorized the disclosure of the location information, he or she should have the choice as to whether when or whether location information will be disclosed to third parties and should have the ability to revoke any such authorization. Well, these are apt guidelines, and CTIA is trying to make them broad enough so as not to inhibit innovation, yet make it very clear that LBS applications must signal to users that their location will be publicly exposed. But my take is that these kinds of safeguards will be mostly ignored by the general consuming public until some unintended consequence occurs. There will surely be incidences of stalking, mistaken identity, and other nefarious situations that will come to light because of the misuse of a location-based social network game or other application. Let's look further at the guidelines. Again, according to CTIA, the hallmark of these guidelines is notice. and making sure that LBS providers use written, electronic, or oral notice so long as LBS users have an opportunity to be fully informed of the LBS provider's information practices. And herein lies the fine print, because while the LBS provider may ultimately share location-based information with a third party, and that may be explicitly defined in the application provider's notice, how often will that warning be heeded by the consumer? This is a clear case of buyer beware. The guidelines stipulate, however, that depending on the nature and sensitivity of the LBS being provided, LBS providers should periodically remind LBS users of the location privacy options. I've never seen a notice issued such as reminding users of their privacy options, but let's hope that it's something that's done more frequently. The second element of the guidelines is consent. Users must give their consent to use the location information and have the option to revoke consent. The problem I see here is how easy will application providers make it to revoke that consent? This has got to be a painless option for the consumer, and I would hope that the LBS providers take this under advisement or they risk alienating users. Apps providers may think that once consent is given that the user offers this in perpetuity. But things change, and apps providers should make it simple to opt out of the service. The last element of the guidelines are safeguards, and I quote again from the best practices guidelines. LBS providers should employ reasonable administrative, physical, and/or technical safeguards to protect a user's location information from unauthorized access, alteration, destruction, use, or disclosure. LBS providers should use contractual measures when appropriate to protect the security, integrity, and privacy of users' location information. And then here is the one that caught my attention. Quote, LBS providers certifying under these guidelines will work with CTIA in an education campaign to inform LBS users regarding the responsible use of LBS and the privacy and other risks associated with the disclosure of location information to unauthorized or unknown third parties. Well, this I want to see because, again, under the heading of unintended consequences, I feel that most users, especially during this era when everyone wants to play with their latest location-enabled social network, will ignore the risks. Is CTIA going to fund an advertising campaign about the risks? Is that what they mean by an education program? I'd like to see it because the risks and rewards need to be explored. Quite frankly, the technology and application development is running ahead of the need to educate, and they have to cautiously step into the world of sharing your location. So that's just a basic guideline that I think we need to take perhaps a step back and inform consumers about the risks they may be taking. Now, I don't want to deter anyone from using location-based apps. I think these could be incredibly useful for parents, businesses, and certainly friendly gatherings. I'm coming down on the side of privacy and legal concerns that haven't fully been explored. So, good luck to us all. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that the latest release of ArcGIS Data Appliance offers enhanced street maps, expanded coverage, and updated data sets for your GIS projects. All the maps in the enterprise data and hardware solution have been migrated to Google Maps and Bing Maps tiling scheme, allowing you to more easily create mashups with other web maps. For more information, visit www.esri.com/data appliance. If you'd like to comment about today's podcast, you can leave a comment in the comments box on either Directions Magazine or All Points blog where this podcast is posted, or send us an email directly at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.